Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. We have Marty Page, we have John Pizzarelli, we have Maxine Sullivan, the Duke, Duke Ellington, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up, and to get us started, it'll be Peter Cincotti. We'll have Count Basie right now, Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle, and Am I Blue?
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too. Was a time I was his only one. Now I'm the sad and lonely one. Ooh, was I gay till today? Blue.
stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? You stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away from the crowd and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, into my heart. A cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, and into my heart, into my heart.
That's Peter Cincotti and a Gus Kahn and a CO Herb Brown tune from 1940 called You Stepped Out of a Dream from a film called Ziegfeld Girls. Before that, we heard the very popular Jumpin' at the Woodside by Count Basie, and we started with the very popular Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and a song from 1929 called Am I Blue? This was from a film called On with the Show. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week, back in 1916, that trombonist and arranger Ray Conniff was born in Attleboro, Massachusetts. He toured with Bunny Berrigan before recording with Bob Crosby, Artie Shaw, and Buddy Hackett, as well as forming his own musical group of singers and instrumentalists in the late 1950s. Ray Conniff's singers were popular well into the 1970s. And on this week back in 1935, Benny Goodman began an important engagement at Chicago's Congress Hotel. That one-month contract turned into a six-month stay. And on this week back in 1934, Fletcher Henderson's band folded due to financial difficulties. Fletcher sold some of his best arrangements to Benny Goodman, whose band has just successfully auditioned for an NBC radio show, and the rest, as they say, is history. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from the Duke Ellington, from June Christie, and here's Dean Martin and Imagination.
Imagination is funny, it makes
cloudy day sunny makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you. Imagination, it's so crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you
with
I don't know how many times I played this in my career here doing When Swing Was King and Swing, but it must be in the hundreds, and every time I love it. Let's take the A-Train with Duke Ellington. We heard from June Christie and a vocal version of Stompin' at the Savoy, written by Benny Goodman, Andy Razoff, and Chick Webb back in 1934. And we started with Dean Martin and a song called Imagination. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1903 that Panama declared its independence from Colombia on this day. The revolution had been encouraged by U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt, who negotiated for a treaty to build a canal, only to see it held up by the Colombian Senate. The U.S. recognized Panama's independence and sent a warship to prevent the Colombian military from quelling the revolt. And on this week, back in 1930, the Bank of Italy became the Bank of America. And that's all the information I have on that story. Let's get back to more music. We'll be hearing from Ella Fitzgerald, from John Pizzarelli, and here's Maxine Sullivan. And it's been a long, long time.
Never thought that you would be standing here so close to me. There's so much I feel that I could say, but words can't wait until some other day. Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dream about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Again, it's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all see without you. Kiss me once and kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time.
Life is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like a toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? You don't know whether it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She grabs your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book, looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people, love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. And like it's planned, you're in the phone book, hunting down the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people, love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring.
To love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. Never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. underwear. When winter breezes blow, I'm gonna take good care of me, because a sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Long as I live, I'm gonna love you, baby, just as long as I live.
And that delightful voice belongs to Ella Fitzgerald. She's backed up by the Marty Paich Dectet. The song, a Ted Koehler and Harold Arlen tune from 1934, was As Long As I Live. Before that, John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and a Sammy Kahn Jimmy Van Heusen tune called Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And our first song was Maxine Sullivan with the Sammy Kahn Julie Stein tune from 1945 called It's Been a Long, Long Time. Well, it's been a long, long time since the first color TV program was sent coast to coast, featuring Nanette Fabre. It was on This Week back in 1953. The telecast from the Colonial Theater in New York City was broadcast via telephone lines to the 14-inch monitor in Burbank, California. And let's see, coming up in about a week, Tommy Dorsey's big band will be appearing at the Music Hall Ballroom here in Cincinnati from 7 till 10 p.m. It's $30 each, $3 for parking. Tickets and information, you can call 513-621-2787. That's 513-621-2787. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Rosemary Clooney. We'll have Steve Tyrell, and here's Billy Mays Orchestra and Say It Isn't So.
Thank you. couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door, but they'd ask me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, oh, I stir up memories. I've been invited on dates. I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger? Can it be that love has come? to stay here.
Doesn't get much better than that with Rosemary Clooney. That was a great recording of How Am I to Know, backed up by Nelson Riddle from an interesting label called Rosie Solves the Swingin' Riddle. That was a 1929 song by Dorothy Parker and Jack King called How Am I to Know in a film called Dynamite. Before that, it was Steve Tyrell and his rendition, a long rendition of Duke Ellington and Bob Russell's tune called Don't Get Around Much Anymore. This rendition featured a trumpet solo by Harry Sweets Edison. And our first song was Billy May's Orchestra with an Irving Berlin tune called Say It Isn't So. This song on the hit parade by Rudy Valley, Connie Boswell, and Ozzie Nelson. Well, back on this week, back in 1932, CBS Radio presented its first broadcast of Buck Rogers in the 21st century. And on this week, back in 1911, the first American transcontinental airplane flight was actually flown by Calbreth P. Rogers from Sheepshead Bay, New York, to Pasadena, California. It took Mr. Rogers, now get this, 49 days to make the trip. 24 days were lost due to bad weather and mechanical difficulties, and the rest were because he stopped at all the tourist stops. That's a great story. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Peggy Lee, from Ray Anthony. And here's Sinatra. You thought you'd never hear him, but here he is, and Nelson Riddle, and Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Thank you.
Great song with Peggy Lee, Benny Goodman's orchestra, and a song called That Did It, Marie. We heard from Ray Anthony and a Dietz and Swartz tune from 1931 called Dancing in the Dark. Big song on the hit parade 6 times in 1931, including Bing Crosby and Artie Shaw. And we heard from Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and a great song from Dolores Silvers. It was her only song, but a big one, called Learning the Blues. Well, speaking of Frank Sinatra, did you know that Frank Sinatra's vocal cords suffered damage in 1952 and his career took a drastic downturn? His talent agency dropped him and he had to plead for roles. And for the paltry sum of $8,000, he agreed to play a supporting role in From Here to Eternity. That was in 1953, for which he won an Academy Award. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle, and Pick Yourself Up.
I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start right over
out of time, folks. This is Artie Shaw and his rendition of Cole Porter's Begin the Beguine. And we heard from Ella with Nelson Riddle with a Dorothy Fields tune called Pick Yourself Up. This is Bill Cartwright. I've had a great time tonight. I hope you have too. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.